Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Brewers baseball and broadcasting from Fox Sports Wisconsin. Former Brewers left-hander Jerry Augustine joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jerry, always a pleasure, my friend.
It's more my honor, franchise. It's more my honor to be with you.
Okay. Now, this is coming from a guy that I used to get an autograph from when I was a little kid. Now, obviously, he doesn't remember that. But, it's funky that years just, they fly by. We all know this, that you got to pinch yourself. The years do fly by. But, you still probably are on the autograph scene, aren't you, Jerry?
Well, it's nice of you to come by my high school when I was playing and get the autograph, but it is, and it's one thing that's so special about Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports is that, the people here really treasure the people that have gone and played professional sports and go out and play each and every year, and it's really neat. I was born and raised here. I'm very fortunate to have played my whole career here and now be a part of the broadcast, and it's very special, and I could never I just love the game of baseball, and it just makes it a lot of fun each and every day.
Yeah, and that's true, Jerry. I mean, as a kid, I used to flip your baseball card over and see Kewaunee, Wisconsin. And I'm like, wow, he's from Wisconsin. And he plays for the Brewers. You're not only born and raised here or whatever, but you played for the Brewers. Now you broadcast for it, for that entity, and that's your Milwaukee Brewers. That's got to be a dream come true.
It really is. I can remember days I was actually born in Green Bay, and then my parents moved to Kewaunee, and being raised there in a small city and having the opportunity to go to school there. And sports was so much fun that you could play all three sports in a small high school. And I was very fortunate. I came up in an era where in three consecutive years we put three players in three major sports. We had Jack Novak, who was a football player and played with Tampa Bay, and I think it was Cincinnati. Dale Kaler played at Wisconsin, basketball, played in the NBA, and then I had the opportunity to play baseball. So coming from a small city like Kewaunee to have three guys to play major sports,
wow,
is quite a feat in itself. But we had some good athletics, and it was a great place to grow up.
Yeah, and then you go on to coach at UWM as well. So, I mean, you've done it all in the state of Wisconsin. Actually, after you're done, we're going to talk about how popular the Brewers are throughout the state. You guys on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and nothing against Craig Kishon and Matt LaPay, but Brian Anderson in that booth, just absolutely amazing. You guys as a whole, with Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder, and Sophia, and yourself, among others, Craig and all the gang, guys do a pretty damn good job for the market size it is.
Well, you know what? Honestly, God, franchise, we're more of a family. Everybody likes each other. We enjoy each other. And, each and every day that we have our little call-ins in the morning and we're going on that day, we want to really bring a good product and really reach out to the fans. And the more we can bring to the fans, the more understanding about the game we can bring to our great fans, which we have here in Wisconsin, it makes it fun. And I'll tell you what, the way the Brewers are playing right now,
yeah,
you just can't have any more fun. They're playing such great baseball, but it's the whole enthusiasm that's going on here. And it's just not only baseball, it's in every sport. And we feel very fortunate as a group to go out each and every day and bring the broadcast to our fans.
Okay, now I got you all buttered up and ready to go. Now we'll talk some Brewers baseball on that field. Little concern for me, Jerry, and nothing against these guys, Saladino and Miller and Kratz and Nottingham and Nate Orff's of the world and things like that. I'm a little concerned down the stretch when you put that lineup side by side against a team like the Chicago Cubs or the LA Dodgers, and maybe even to some degree the lower portion of the orders of the Arizona Diamondbacks or Washington Nationals. Do you think David Stearns is going to step up and improve that part of the team, that lower portion of the order, in some way?
Well, I think David Stearns is going to try to make this team better any way he can. You take the job that David has done along with Matt Arnold, and you got the manager, Craig Carlson, of course, headed by Mark Antanasio. Each and every day, they do their due diligence to make this team a better team. And, you know, they're very fortunate. When they came in, they brought in a new culture, and the culture was there are no expectations. You go out and you create your own expectations. And I think that's helped this organization and these young players come up and do the job that they're doing. You know, we talk about baseball. Baseball is not about a 25-man roster anymore. This year, the Brewers are already at 46, I believe, not far behind. I think Seattle Mariners are a little higher, but there are a couple other teams that have even had more players on their roster. This is a new wave of baseball, and it's not just about the roster. It's about guys you have in your organization being able to come up and do some good things for you. And the Brewer organization has done it, and it's done it because they have changed the culture. They have allowed young players to come up and do the job, and David Stearns did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to obtain, develop, and maintain good young players, and he's lived up to that. And I think that's the reason why you see this ball club and this organization doing as well as it is.
Former Brewers lefty Jerry Augustine, currently on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jerry, Corbin Burnes makes his debut last night. Freddie Peralta, they've won five of his first six starts. He's got a record of 4-1, and ICRA's up 2.5. And is it? Do they get the love they deserve? Their starting rotation, because you look forward here, Jerry. It could be Chase, Chacin, Junior Guerra, Freddie Peralta, and Corbin Burnes. You know, maybe moving forward, I don't know, that they may be dedicated to Burnes out of the bullpen, but is that good enough for a deep run?
Well, I think you have to look at baseball and the way it's played. And, you know, unit, if you go in a unit, I'm coming, guys mixed up. Franchise, there's only one franchise. It is you, Tim. If you take the starting rotations in all of baseball, and you take the starting rotations that have the best ERAs in baseball, you're going to see that these starting pitchers go somewhere between 5 2/3 and 6 2/3 innings. The Brewers right now are right between that 5 2/3 and 6. So you're getting a starting rotation that's taking you just about to that sixth inning. Do they have to improve? Would you like them to go a little bit longer, have some deeper games? Yes. I think you would like to see that, and I think you're going to see that as we go along and they get healthier. But the big thing about this club is the bullpen. That bullpen will decide what this ball club does. Yeah, defense is important. They've had to improve, and they've done that offensively. They're swinging the bat really good at times. They have to be more consistent. But when it comes down to the end, it's all about that bullpen. And when you look at what that bullpen is starting to do, you know, you've got the three big guys. You got Hader, you got JJ, and you got Corey Knebel. But now all of a sudden you're seeing a Taylor Williams, and you're seeing Corbin Burnes come up and do what he did last night. Dan Jennings is starting to throw the ball well. It's all about this total bullpen and what they can do on a day-to-day basis going forward. That's going to make a big difference. And I'll tell you what, I think the Brewers are well geared for that. I think they got a good routine which they're going through. I think the bullpen is pitching at a comfort level, and I think they're playing very well.
And Craig Counsell has managed that bullpen, and I agree with you that Dan Jennings and Taylor Williams are starting to step up here, and that's cool. The outlier here might be a Jacob Barnes, and it just might be a Corbin Burnes out of that pen. How do you think that Craig Counsell is doing by the management of the bullpen? I'm not going to agree with every move he makes, but how do you feel he's been doing?
I think he's been doing an outstanding job. You know, I think that's what's so fun for us as fans is not to agree all the time and to play the game, play our own game, and enjoy the way the Brewers are playing. But I think you hit a lot of things on the head with a guy like Jacob Barnes. Jacob Barnes has got great stuff. The one thing he doesn't do very well, everybody talks about his slider and his cutter, how good it is and how he needs that. He doesn't command his fastball. When he could command that fastball for strikes, throw it where he wants to, and then have the slider, that allows him to expand the strike zone. I think he's going to be much better. But they're counting on these players to go out each and every day to perform, and they're going to need their performance. Putting Corbin Burnes in a high leverage situation, your first outing, you come to the big leagues.
It was amazing.
It's pretty special. But you know what? That's the confidence level that Craig shows in his players, that culture that he shows. And that's why you're seeing guys that are coming here and doing such a good job. And Saladino, look what he's done. And you see what Miller has done and all these guys stepping in. the R's starting to play better. So if Orlando Arcia ever gets back to swinging the bat well, this could be a very dangerous team.
That being said, the final thing for you, Jerry, does your gut say that Stearns will make a big splash? I know he's going to make some moves. There's no doubt in my mind that you're this close, best record in the NL, through 90-plus games. You're in it to win it here, and he will improve this team in some way, shape, or form. But will it be a big splash, according to Jerry Augustine?
It's so difficult because I think they do their I think the organization does its due diligence and looks at everything, and I think they have a certain idea of what they want to do and what they want to accomplish and where they want to go. I think David Stearns will do anything he can to make this team better and to give them the best opportunity for success. You talk about Craig Council putting players in a successful, putting them in the game in a way that they can be successful. I think David Stearns and Matt Arnold and the organization looks at it the same way. What do I need to be successful? And I think they've got a whole list of things that they can do. Now they're going to go out and do it, and it's going to be interesting the next 2 weeks what's going to happen.
Really is going to be interesting because they're in a position that I love, 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 Jerry. I just never agreed with the rebuild and the tank job, but he's doing what I said could and should and would be done. Well, maybe not would, but he's rebuilding and competing at the same time. And not just competing. He's competing at a high level. It really is remarkable.
It is. And, you know, you look at the culture of this organization and what it's done. Who would have thought that Jesus Aguilar would be where he is today? But how did they bring him up? They brought him up, and the first year he's a pinch hitter, and he got to be a really good pinch hitter, one of the best in all of baseball. But he learned something about himself that he was able to take the winter ball, comes back this year, and look what he's doing this year. Definitely should be an all-star. You look at guys like Taylor Williams, how they use him out of the bullpen. It's the way that Craig has used these guys to get to where he wants them to be. And you see it day in and day out with these guys. He doesn't give up on guys. He challenges guys to be successful. And that's what you have to do on a major league level. It's about performing, and it's about going out each every day and doing your job. And I tell you, he's got them in a good place right now, and they're playing good baseball.
Big time, big time. Jerry, I won't see you until the next homestand, so that's sort of a sad deal. We'll see you at the ballpark after the All-Star break, all right?
Oh, there's nothing like going to the ballpark, especially on those Sunday mornings. It's seeing the franchise there, ready to get to work.
There you go. Jerry, thanks a lot. Enjoy your time off for the break.
All right, Tim. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Jerry Augustine, former Brewers left-hander and currently with Fox Sports Wisconsin on the telecast. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.